The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, eating in harmony with your metabolism sounds like a very esoteric term. But really what it comes down to is we are all very different, even though we can probably fit ourselves into different groups of types of people, polymorphisms and unique individual tendencies and traits make us different. And those differences play out in the way that we feed ourselves. My guest today is Jim Marlowe. And Jim has been studying nutrition now for over 30 years. Is that correct, Jim?
Yes, 34 years.
Okay, very good. And how did you evolve into this this paradigm? First of all, you've been studying nutrition for over 34 years. I'm sure that you started out in a more traditional vein, like most dietitians would or nutritionists would, right?
Well, I started studying nutrition at the age of 20 because at the age of 20, Carl, I reached a point in my life where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time. I was I was chronically ill for the first 20 years of my life.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I was a very sickly infant, and I had all kind of health problems growing up. And at the age of 20, I reached a point where I had just had it with doctors and all of the drugs that they were throwing at all the symptoms that I had. I had realized that although the prescription drugs I was taking helped to ameliorate my symptoms a little bit in the short run, in the long run, they made me worse. And I was feeling worse from all of the medical treatments I was getting. And at the age of 20, I was blessed with a beautiful thought that came to mind after leaving the very last doctor's appointment I ever went to with our family doctor. I had this thought that I'm going to take responsibility for my own health. And the only way I knew how to begin to do that was to begin to educate myself. And I thought at the age of 20 that nutrition had something to do with health. But
why did you start to focus on nutrition? I have my own theories, but why did you say nutrition?
Just an intuition.
Did you notice that your symptoms varied from day to day? And did you start to make the connection? Hey, what did I eat the day before?
No.
What did I eat that day?
No. I grew up eating as if my taste buds were the most important part of my body. My favorite foods up until I was 20 years old were pizza, ice cream, fried chicken, Fannie Mae candy, and fast food burgers with French fries. I never had any doctor ask me what I was eating. I never had any of the practitioners I was seeing for any type of health problem ever even ask me about what I was eating. I had never met an adult who had given any more than just a superficial attention to nutrition. I grew up in a family, in a neighborhood at a time when food was all about pleasure and you ate what you enjoyed and
right.
You eat what's most convenient, and if it's also enjoyable and convenient and it's on sale, all the better. And if you happen to nourish yourself, well, that was nice, but who really cares about that? So I actually think that it was I was blessed with a touch of grace that this thought came to mind that I'm going to take responsibility for my own health, and I'm going to start to study nutrition. And so from that last doctor's appointment with our family doctor at the time, and it was just another frustrating appointment for me because he had nothing to offer me, I was beginning to ask some questions about what I could do to help myself with the chronic health problems I had, and he had nothing to offer me. And so I immediately went from that appointment to a bookstore, and I actually bought the thinnest book they had on nutrition at the time. It was called The ABC of Vitamins for Health, and I read it, and I applied some of just the simple principles that were in that book, and I noticed within a couple weeks that I was feeling better, and that was exciting because I knew I was onto something. And so I started studying nutrition at the age of 20, and I have never stopped. It's 34 years later now. I'm 54 years of age, and over the last 34 years, I have learned enough about nutrition and the other fundamentals of health, as I like to call them. And I eventually achieved a very high level of health, and I've sustained a very high level of health for a long time. But good health was an achievement for me. I definitely was not born and blessed with it.
Why do you think doctors pay little or no attention to nutrition at all? Is it simply because they're not taught about it, or do they have a disdain for the notion that what you eat could have a more profound effect on you than the drugs that they're able to prescribe?
Well, one of the most important questions I've learned to ask in life about anything, Carl, is why are things the way they are? And when you ask that question about why is medicine practiced the way it's practiced, you know, why do doctors not get any serious attention or no attention at all about nutrition in medical school? I mean, this is just absurd that there's absolutely no real attention given to the influence on the functioning, the structure and functioning of the body with what people are putting into themselves every day in the way of food and drink. Are you kidding? I mean, a four-year-old child knows that what they're eating and drinking is going to affect the way they feel.
Right.
But, you know, why are things the way they are in the way of why is medicine practiced the way it's practiced? Well, if you really investigate that, you find that medicine is practiced the way it's practiced, not because this is the best way to help people. Forget it. That's not even a consideration. Medicine has evolved to be practiced the way it's practiced because this is the most profitable way to practice medicine. You know, John D. Rockefeller created the MD degree. He and his people back about 100 years
right,
ago. I don't know if you're familiar with, you know, with the evolution of modern medicine. But John D. Rockefeller, one of the greediest people to ever walk this planet, he and his people saw the potential of having a medical establishment that was based on they were using treatments to have a medical establishment that used treatments that were ultimately derived from petroleum products. Pharmaceutical drugs to this day are typically made from petroleum products. That is the raw materials, the carbon, the hydrogen, the nitrogen. It's derived from petroleum products.
Right.
And so Rockefeller and his people saw the potential for having a medical establishment that was basically going to support the use of their products, you know, their petroleum products. You know, Rockefeller was Mr. Standard Oil,
right,
tried to gain a monopoly on the oil industry. And then they saw a lot of profit potential in controlling the way medicine was practiced and having doctors oriented entirely toward using what were then called patent medicines, which
right,
were ultimately made from petroleum products.
Right.
It was all about money, profit, and especially greed. And so Rockefeller and his people, through endowments, or you could also say bribes, they influenced the medical school curriculum in
right,
very, very big ways. And they up until the first decade of the 20th century, the medical school education typically was very eclectic. It gave attention to nutrition and homeopathy and herbs and cleansing processes.
And naturopathy, too. I mean, they were more naturopaths than allopaths originally.
Right. Well, naturopaths gave attention to nutrition and herbs and cleansing. And they got forced out. They all got forced out after Rockefeller and his people got involved. And through their money and through putting very influential people in strategic positions and in universities and on the board of directors of universities that direct the curriculum of what the university is or the college is going to teach. They influenced what was taught in medical school, and it became entirely oriented toward drugs and surgery. And of course, they learn some anatomy and physiology, and they learn a language. You know, they learn to use terms that were over everybody's
heads. They had to have a special code
language.
You know, language, so that no one else could
to make it sound like they really know something that you don't know this, so they really must know what they're talking about because they use such big words that nobody else can understand. I mean, that's all intentional. That's all part of, you know, the myth of authority that has been created.
In fact, we did a show one time about the AMA and the history of the AMA and the journal of the AMA, which is what's the name of the journal? I can't think of it right now.
Journal of the American Medical.
Is that what it is? I thought they called it JAMA. Thank you. Originally, people got their information posted in there by buying advertising. There was no peer-reviewed research. It was you could publish anything you wanted as long as you bought advertising in the magazine.
Yeah,
and that gave you credibility. Once you were in the magazine, people thought, well, oh, this is legitimate. It's in JAMA.
Well, so doctors give little or no attention to nutrition because they don't get it in medical school, and the reason they don't get it in medical school is because nutrition does not serve the profit motives of the drug companies. And basically, you know, this may sound very cynical to many people, but I think it's very close to the truth. Most medical doctors are little more than legalized drug pushers.
Oh, of course.
They're basically just serving the interests of the drug companies.
In fact, Jim, we've talked about this numerous times on the show. If you look at the pharmaceutical model, it resembles the recreational drug model. When I was a child, I remember my father sitting me down and telling me about drugs and how the heroin pusher would give you some for free to try, because once you were hooked, you'd have to come back and buy it again. And that's exactly what pharmaceutical reps do. They go into these physicians and they say, here, give these samples to your customers, and then they'll be buying it. And it's an insidious process.
Yeah, I think there's one significant difference, though, between the street drug pushers and the pharmaceutical companies. I think the pharmaceutical companies have a much higher profit margin.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And no threat of being jailed for selling their drugs. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're going to talk more about eating in harmony with your metabolism. We're talking today with Jim Marlowe. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo
100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
The isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the isolator fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Jim Marlowe. We're talking about eating harmoniously with your metabolism. All right, so when did this paradigm really start to become clear to you, Jim? I know that when you started studying nutrition, you had to start in the traditional venues, and they usually like to lump people into categories and types and so on and so forth. When did it start to be clear to you that you couldn't do that at all?
Well, after I had been practicing nutrition and health counseling on a professional level for a number of years, I learned from experience that any particular food recommendation or dietary strategy that worked well for one person would definitely not work well for another person, and it might make a third person feel worse. Same thing with supplements. Supplements can definitely be of value. Good quality supplements can definitely help people, but a supplement that works really well for one person with a health problem, another person with the same health problem may actually get worse taking that same supplement. So the understanding that there is no one way of eating that is right for everybody is just fundamentally important if you want to create the possibility of helping everybody that you work with. And the biggest influence on our nutritional needs is really what's going on with your metabolism. I reached a point in my nutrition counseling that I knew that there was no dietary strategy, there weren't any foods, there weren't any supplements that were going to be universally beneficial for everybody. But I didn't have a system of how to identify what was going to be right for any particular person. And I was looking for a system for a long time. For a while, back in the mid-90s, I embraced the Eat Right for Your Blood Type concept.
Now, for people out there who aren't familiar with that, could you just give a brief overview of what that is, blood type
diet?
Well,
Dr. Peter Diadamo wrote a book called Eat Right for Your Blood Type, and then a number of books after that, Live Right for Your Blood Type, and so forth. And he presented the concept that the foods that were most compatible with your body and the foods that were least compatible with your body were based primarily on your blood type. There's four basic blood types. There's blood type O, A, B, and AB. And this concept appealed to me when I first was introduced to it because, first of all, it was acknowledging that there were at least four different dietary strategies that were necessary to cover the nutritional needs of everybody in our population. And so at least there were different dietary strategies offered. And what I also liked about the blood type concept is that it's pretty easy to determine a person's blood type. Very inexpensive lab test. Blood typing is never routinely done on standard blood tests, but to have that done is pretty simple and it's inexpensive. And another really great thing about your blood type is, for all practical purposes, your blood type doesn't change.
Right.
So that's one of the static features of our physiology. And so that appealed to me, and so I enthusiastically embraced that concept and put it into practice in my own life and then started practicing it, and unfortunately I found it to be totally unreliable. Some people seem to benefit from eating right for their blood type. Other people seem to get worse from it. And
so here's a perfect example. Here's a perfect example of eating in harmony with your metabolism.
Well, what I came to realize was that the people who actually seem to benefit from eating right for their blood type were actually not benefiting because they were eating more in harmony with their blood type. It was because they were kind of inadvertently eating more in harmony with their metabolism. Because the results I was getting with teaching people to eat right for their blood type were so inconsistent and unreliable, I learned more about this concept of what was introduced to me at the time back in the 90s as of metabolic typing. This is a concept that I had been introduced to previously, but I really wasn't attracted to it I didn't understand it all that well when it was first introduced to me. But I got deeper into that, and as I got deeper into that, I saw the sense of it. And I started putting it into practice, and it actually made a huge positive difference. Once I understood it and once I knew how to apply it, it made a huge positive difference in helping me to help people improve their health through nutrition. And it makes so much sense that that the foods that are best for you, the foods that could be worse for you, is related mostly to your metabolism, not your blood type. You know,
you detailed what blood types are out there. What metabolism categories do they come up with?
Well, there's several different ways to describe the basic metabolic types, depending on what school, so to speak, that you're coming from. But I like to use the simplest terms to describe the three basic metabolic types or three types of metabolism, and that is protein type metabolism, carbo type metabolism, and mixed type metabolism. If people listening to this would just do something very simple with a pen and a piece of paper, just draw like about a 9 or 10 inch horizontal line on a piece of paper. That horizontal line represents what I call the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism. And then what you do is you draw two vertical lines through the horizontal line to kind of evenly divide the horizontal line into three equal sections. And the left-hand section of that horizontal line, that's carbo-type metabolism. In the middle section, that's mixed-type metabolism. And in the right-hand section, that's protein-type metabolism. Those are the three basic types of metabolism. And although there's only three basic types of metabolism, there's virtually an infinite number of potential variations within each type. But knowing what basic type of metabolism you have is really valuable, because it has to do with what dietary strategy is going to be best for you. Just to keep it real simple initially here, dividing all foods that are available to us in our culture for the nourishment of our bodies into the two very general groups, animal foods and plant foods. If you're a carbo type, plant foods are going to be of primary importance for you. Vegetables and fruits are going to be potentially the most valuable health-building foods.
How do you know if you're a carbo type? Is there a test for it? Or
there's ways of identifying what kind of metabolism you have that are actually pretty simple. You know, the big thing is to even be aware of this concept and to get beyond the dominant dietary dogma in our culture, which is, you know, basically one-size-fits-all recommendations. Everybody
right.
should be eating, you know, low-fat, low-cholesterol, lots
paleo,
of grains
whatever,
and vegetables
right.
and fruits.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's just to have an understanding that there's a variety of different dietary strategies needed to cover all of the needs of all of the people in our very inhomogeneous population, you know. There are ways, actually pretty simple ways of identifying whether someone is in carbo type, protein type, or mixed type metabolism. But to just finish what I was saying about if someone is in carbo type metabolism, plant foods are going to be of primary nutritional importance. Animal foods are only going to be, at best, of secondary value. But for protein types, it's the opposite. For someone in protein-type metabolism, animal foods are going to be of primary importance, and plant foods are only going to be, at best, of secondary value. And then if you're a mixed type, for mixed types, the starting point understanding is that animal foods and plant foods are about of equal value.
Huh.
So
you have three metabolic types if you're using the metabolic typing. Now, where does metabolic typing go wrong?
Well, metabolic typing, as it's taught by some people, I think is too limiting, and it tries too hard to categorize people as you know, permanently protein type or a mixed type or a carbo type. And my experience has taught me that people, what's closer to the truth is people have metabolic tendencies more than they have a solid and firm metabolic type.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people are like that. Some people are very strongly in protein type metabolism, and some people are very strongly in carbo type metabolism or mixed type metabolism. But my experience has taught me that most people actually will experience some significant fluctuation in their metabolism over the course of a year, of the season.
Are there some predictors of that shift in metabolism? Like
your own body will always let you know when your metabolism is shifting, because it's going to affect how your body responds.
But
no,
what I'm saying is when I say predictors, like in other words, well, we know that your body is always going to shift metabolism in the wintertime. Is that something that can be said easily, or?
Well, that depends. See, the thing is, the human ego is always trying to identify absolute truth. You know, the human ego does not like uncertainty. So we're, you know, the ego is always striving toward trying to really categorize things and trying to identify absolute truth. But, you know, most truth is relative truth. And what's true for one person is not true for another person.
Right.
What's true for you at this time in your life may not be true for you at another time in your life.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I like to use the phrase eating in harmony with your metabolism wherever it is. You know, the thing is, your metabolism can change. And your metabolism sometimes can only, it may change only in subtle ways and small ways, but it can change in a big way too. And so I think that it's not conducive to adapting to changes in your metabolism if you think of yourself as I'm a protein type or I'm a carbo type or I'm a mixed type. You know, your metabolism has the potential for much more dynamic activity than your blood type. It basically has no potential
right.
for dynamic activity.
Right.
People don't change from blood type O to blood type A to
right.
blood type
right.
B. Your blood type is basically static, and but your metabolism has definitely there's dynamic things that can go on. There's dynamic changes that can go on in your metabolism. You know, what influences our metabolism is our genetics, for one thing.
Okay.
That's a big influence.
I want to talk about genetics in just a second, because of polymorphisms and so on and so forth. We have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick it up. We're talking with Jim Marlowe. If you want to
get in touch with Jim. If you have some questions, you think you need some help with your own nutritional strategies. His phone number is 773-506-7247. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Jim Marlowe about eating in harmony with your metabolism. Some people stumble on this, I believe, and I could be wrong, Jim, but I find that some people who are very instinctive and very tuned into their bodies stumble onto this on their own.
Yes, they do.
I have the co-host of the Casual Friday Show and my executive producer, Elisa Profumo, learned years and years and years ago that she did not digest red meat. And if she eats red meat, she becomes violently ill, any kind of red meat. And so she cut it out of her diet, and she's done very well without it.
Yeah, it's possible to have an allergy to a food, and that may be what's going on with her. But it could also be that she's in carbo-type metabolism. She may be a career carbo-type, as I call them. And red meat is really not compatible with people who are firmly in carbo-type metabolism.
Right, right. All right, let's talk about genetics for a second. You know, there's a term thrown around in science called polymorphisms. It's, for instance, drugs that are tested in India, for instance, do not necessarily have the same results and pharmacokinetic effects that they do, let's say, in European communities.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the liver is different and there are unique differences about those people that make them metabolize things differently.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a role do polymorphisms play in this type of eating? And should we be paying more attention to what I like to call ancestral diets, looking back at our ancestors to try to unlock some of the keys?
Well, that's an influence too. I mean, you know, the ancestral diet is basically, you know, the genetic influence on your metabolism, and that's relevant. And you know, I think it's important to understand that our genes are definitely a big influence that is affecting our health in a structural way, in a functional way. Of course, there's a big genetic influence, but also it's important to remember that your genes are dynamic to a certain degree. Gene expression is going on all the time. Genes are turned on, genes are turned off. Gene expression, as it's called, is influenced by a number of factors. The biggest influence on gene expression is actually what you're eating and drinking every day. You know, stress and environmental toxicities and your thoughts and your emotions can influence genetic expression as well. But really, the biggest influence on genetic expression that we have complete control over every day of our lives is what we're putting into our bodies in the way of food or drink. And so I like to focus on self-empowering modalities when I'm working with people, you know, self-empowering practices, you know, and really focusing on what we do have complete control over. And, you know, any rational adult especially does have complete control over what they eat and drink every day, whether they want to acknowledge that or not.
Right.
It's unfortunate, Carla, how often I encounter people who talk about themselves in such disempowering terms. They talk about how I'm addicted to sugar, or I can't control my cravings for chocolate, or I'm a sugarholic, and you know, people can believe whatever they want, but you know, those are all disempowering beliefs to have, that
right.
You can't control your own behavior in regard to what you're eating and drinking, because you know, ultimately it is a choice that a person is making, and for a lot of people, unfortunately, it's an unconscious choice. And I try to help people raise their level of consciousness and practice about what they're eating and drinking and the rest of their self-care.
What about what are some of the indications that someone is eating against their in a disharmonious way to their metabolism?
That's easy. They're not completely satisfied with what they're eating. They need snacks in between meals. They're hungry an hour or two after eating. They have cravings. When someone is not eating in harmony with their metabolism, which is basically the same as they're not nourishing themselves the way they truly need to be nourished, it's the same thing. They're going to have cravings for something, and typically they're going to crave sugar or refined carbohydrates in some form, because that's the universal quick fix. You know, sugar is the most common addiction in America. You know, addiction to sugar is by far the most common addiction, but it's a socially accepted addiction. Most people don't take it seriously. They laugh about it. They make jokes about it. But sugar definitely is a powerfully addictive substance, and refined and processed sugar and carbohydrates are not good nutrition for anybody's body. Sugar has a drug-like effect in the body. You know, sugar is the most common stimulant that people use. When someone is feeling low energy, low mood, you know, if they eat some sugar, it makes them feel better for 5 minutes,
right.
You know, and then they crave some more sugar. But When you're not eating in harmony with your metabolism, you're going to have cravings for something.
What about gaining weight? What about inflammation? Oh, sure. Are these also factors?
I was covering the basic indicators for everybody, even if you don't have weight problems. How do you know whether you are or are not eating in harmony with your metabolism? Well, when you're not eating in harmony with your metabolism, you're not going to feel completely satisfied with what you're eating. Typically, you're going to have cravings for sugar or refined carbohydrates in some form. Also, your energy is typically not going to be consistently good. You're typically going to have your peaks and valleys in energy. Your mood is typically not going to be consistently good. You're probably going to take a daily mood roller coaster ride, some people more so than others. Mental clarity is very likely not to be good. I would say at least 90% of the people that I work with, when I first start working with them, before they're eating in harmony with their metabolism, they complain of some degree of what I call brain fog. Their ability to think, learn, and remember is in decline. It's something that they're worried about. It's just they have a difficult time focusing their attention, and that's also a big indicator that someone is not getting their nutrition right. They're not eating in harmony with their metabolism. And then you could add in, you know, an endless string of other indicators. You know, for instance, someone may be overweight or even underweight if they're not eating in harmony with their metabolism. When you're eating in harmony with your metabolism, it has a balancing effect on the workings of your body. So if you're underweight, you start to put on some good quality weight. If you're overweight, you start to lose the weight, and if you lose the weight without dieting. But also, if you're not eating in harmony with your metabolism, it's only a matter of time before you start experiencing symptoms of physical, emotional, psychological symptoms that are indications that your body is not functioning very efficiently.
Could you point to any common disorders that seem to be popular in society today that are clearly eradicated once somebody starts eating in harmony with their metabolism?
Depression, anxiety, fatigue, digestive distress, not responding, their body not responding to exercise if they're exercising for weight loss, or their body not responding to exercise if they're trying to build muscle. Infections, prone to chronic infections, inflammation. You know, if your body is not getting the nourishment that it needs, there's potentially an unlimited number of symptoms that could ultimately manifest, and typically people break down first where they're genetically weakest. We all have our genetic strengths and weaknesses. None of us are perfect. And if the body is not getting everything it needs in the way of nourishment, if you're not getting your overall self-care right, it's only a matter of time before the genetic weaknesses start to manifest, and some people it's they start breaking down first in the musculoskeletal system. They start having back problems or joint pains, just chronic aches and pains throughout the body. And other people, it's the digestive system goes down first, and they start having all kind of problems with digestive distress and with other people, it could be, it affects their mood. They just, they struggle with depression, or they struggle with anxiety, or they struggle with fatigue. They just don't have any get up and go to do the things that
they want
that they like to do, but they don't, they have a difficult time, moving themselves. And, I wanted to say before that metabolism, just to define that, because we're using that word.
Well, can we do this? We have to take this break. We've actually gone a little bit over. We have to take a break. Hold that thought there, to define the word metabolism, okay? Because then I also have some other pertinent questions for you. If you want to reach out to Jim Marlowe, you can do it by calling him at 773-506-7247. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Jim Marlowe. We're talking about eating in harmony with your metabolism. Something that is quite elusive for many of us. And subsequently, we don't get the results we want from our diet. I use the word diet to talk about our nutritional protocols that we follow on a day-in and day-out basis. Sometimes, you know, you want to discuss kind of the Reader's Digest version of metabolism, right? What we talk about when we talk about metabolism.
Well, metabolism is really all about how your body produces energy and then how your body utilizes that energy. If you look up in a medical dictionary what they say about metabolism, it's pretty vague and doesn't tell you a whole lot. It's, you know, basically all of the biochemical processes going on in the cells. Well, more specifically, metabolism is all about how your body produces and utilizes energy. And energy is the key to life. It's the key to health. Every cell in the body needs to produce
right.
sufficient amounts of energy in order to function properly, whether
right.
it's a brain cell, a nerve cell, an immune cell, a muscle cell. And the energy I'm talking about comes from your metabolism, specifically comes from the metabolism of protein, fats, and carbohydrates. Those are the fuels for the body. And the fundamental understanding in the school of eating in harmony with your metabolism is that people don't all metabolize their protein, fats, and carbohydrates the same way. Some people metabolize carbohydrates very efficiently, and other people metabolize carbohydrates very inefficiently. Some people metabolize protein and fat efficiently, and other people metabolize protein and fat less efficiently or even inefficiently.
Right.
And that has a big influence on identifying whether someone is in protein-type metabolism, carbo-type metabolism, or mixed-type metabolism.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's talk about how long it takes for people to start to see results when they start when they get tuned in to the proper diet for their metabolism. Is results something that it takes a long time, or do they start noticing changes in their bodies and the way they feel quickly? How does it work?
Well, when someone is following the nutrition plan that I recommend to them after I go through my thorough process of identifying what's going on with their metabolism, and I give people very personalized recommendations that specifically are right for them, and I go through, as I said, a very thorough process of gathering very relevant information about the person. You know, I need to know what they've been eating, and then I ask them a lot of questions about that, and I gather a lot of relevant information. And then when I give them a nutrition plan that is specifically right for them, typically, within about 4 days, they feel some significant benefits. Sometimes the benefits are more than significant. Sometimes they're dramatic. But the initial benefits that they feel are they feel more satisfied with what they're eating. Cravings are diminishing, and believe it or not, within a week, lifetime sugar cravers are amazingly free of their sugar cravings. The energy, mood, mental clarity is on an upswing. They can feel the upswing in very, very real ways within a few days to a week. And most importantly, a lot of chronic symptoms that the person has been dealing with in the way of physical problems are beginning to diminish. You know, when the body is truly being nourished the way it needs to be nourished, I mean, that's basically equivalent to using, you're using your food as your medicine now. You're using food as your medicine to strengthen yourself where you're metabolically weak and to balance yourself where you're metabolically out of balance. And you're beginning to realize the healing potential that's within you. You know, the body knows how to be healthy. It wants to be healthy. The body's always striving toward healing and health. If you cut yourself, it heals. You don't have to think about it. Your body's always striving toward healing and health, but it doesn't get there magically. It needs to be supported properly. And some people are much more sensitive to their nutrition than other people. Some people are blessed with very strong constitutions,
right,
to use a general term. And as long as they're meeting minimal nutritional needs, they seem to be in pretty good health.
Don't you think that's also true of youth? When you're young, your body is a lot more robust and a lot more tolerant of things that you do. But as you age, you become less tolerant to those things, and then all of a sudden, things that you were able to eat before, you can no longer eat.
Yeah, well, there's a wear and tear effect on the body. You know, the vitality of youth is very real. You know, it's like everything is fresh, and there's a lot to youthful energy. You know, the energy in a young body goes a long way to compensate for a lot of especially nutritional indiscretions, but not always. You know, I think there's a very real decline in health and vitality in the youth of America, and it's a wear and tear effect because of all the junk and all the junk food that kids eat Dr. Weston Price and Dr. Francis Pottinger back in the 20th century proved that if people are not getting their nutrition right, this is definitely amplified in animals that have a shorter lifespan, but you know, each generation is going to be less healthy than the previous generation.
That's what we're really discussing about, yeah, when we talk about epigenetics. That's just a cool word for it now, but we talk about epigenetics. We talk about the nutritional tendencies of previous generations befall us today. So, and Pottinger and Price were right about a lot of things.
In fact, well, when you were asking what are the indications of when someone's not eating in harmony with their metabolism, according to Weston Price, it was, tooth decay.
Right?
It's like one of the first physical manifestations of not getting your nutrition right is that the teeth start decaying.
And if you look at Pottinger, a lot of his research, which was done on animals, showed things like homogeneity in litters where every kitten looked exactly the same as opposed to great variations between kitten size and patterns. Also, organ placement, the color of the viscera. I mean, there's so many things that are affected that we just can't quantify until after we're dead, quite often. So there's no doubt about it. You invoked Price and Pottinger. I have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you your opinion of a couple things.
Okay.
That, you know, I know that you don't like to generalize. You're staunch about not generalizing because you feel that nutrition is like a fingerprint. It's unique for everyone.
Well, I don't buy that analogy. Our nutritional needs are unique, but the uniqueness is mostly in the details. A fingerprint is also static. A fingerprint doesn't change, but our nutritional needs can change. So I don't buy that.
Okay, I stand corrected. Stay tuned.
Okay.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. If you want to learn more about Jim Marlowe, you can call him at 773-506-7247. We'll be right back.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
The isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the isolator fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
Branched chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at trueprotein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to trueprotein.com and get your BCAAs.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Jim Marlowe. We're talking about eating in harmony with your metabolism. I have a feeling a lot of people in my audience are aware of what foods work with them and what foods work against them. I've got a couple questions for you, Jim. Are there any foods that you immediately and systematically remove from people's diets when they come in to you, other than refined sugars, I mean?
Well, any fake food, what I call fake food, you know, any refined and processed junk, the quality of food that people are eating is of fundamental importance for everybody. And there are some nutritional practices that do have universal value for everybody. In fact, Carl, I ultimately have a teaching I call the 9 Fundamental Principles of the Art of Nutrition. And 4 of the fundamental principles of the art of nutrition have value for everybody. It's the 5 of the fundamental principles of the art of nutrition, as I teach it, though, are need to be personalized. It's dependent on what's going on with your metabolism, and a number of other factors can come into play. But would you like to hear?
Yeah, I'd like to
my
hear
9
yeah.
fundamental principles
yes.
of the art of nutrition.
Yes, I'd love to. Please.
Okay. Well, the 9 fundamental principles of the art of nutrition. I'll just name them all briefly, and then I'll come back and explain them in more detail. But the 9 fundamental principles of the art of nutrition, as I teach it, number 1 is intention. Number 2 is integrity. Number 3 is faithful attention to food quality issues, and those first 3 really kind of go together. And then number 4 is making the right food choices for your metabolism. Number 5 is eating the most nourishing foods for your metabolism first at every meal. The order in which you eat your foods is very important. It can be the single most important nutritional practice for some people, not for everybody. But when you have a variety of foods in front of you, what you eat first matters. The 6th fundamental principle of the art of nutrition is practicing proper food combining for your metabolism. There is no food combining practice that is applicable to everybody. Number 7 is applicable to everybody, and this has to do with how you're eating. I encourage everybody I work with, if they're not already doing so, to eat consciously. If you're not already doing so, begin to practice eating slowly and chewing your food thoroughly. Everybody can benefit from this. The 8th fundamental principle of the art of nutrition is getting the portion sizes of your protein, fats, and carbohydrates right, also known as the macronutrient ratio. How much protein, how much fat, how much carbohydrates you should eat. That's very dependent on what's going on with your metabolism. And then the 9th fundamental principle of the art of nutrition is timing. When you eat definitely matters. Those are just a quick overview of the 9 fundamental principles. Any questions about that, Carl?
Well, the food combining always comes up to me. You know, I've had these discussions with lots of different people on the show, from Dr. Lauren Cordain, who is a Paleolithic nutritionist.
Sure.
Okay, and everybody in between. And you know, I always say, you know, food combining has to be a relatively new concept for the human species. Mm-hmm. I don't think that our prehistoric ancestors, you know, killed a bison and then said, you know what would taste good with this bison? Let's go get some, you know, lettuce. I think that they ate the bison until there was no bison left to eat.
Yeah.
And then they went on and they found and foraged something else. And
yes.
I'm wondering how important, I respect that. I believe that you're right. Food combining is critical. But is food combining necessary? Wouldn't it be better if we sat down at a meal and we ate this particular component at this time, and maybe a half hour later ate something else? Or am I off base on that entirely?
No, that may work for some people. In fact, that's the dietary strategy the doctor who pioneered the field of ecological medicine, he used to recommend that.
Eating maybe your protein now, eating your carbohydrates later, eating your fruit at a certain sitting, and not combining anything.
Yeah, well, that there is there is some value to that for some people, especially if someone has a lot of food allergies and if they have a weak digestive system. Typically, if you only eat one food at a time, that is going to be most conducive to efficient digestion of that food. But practically speaking, most people don't have to do that, and they can enjoy eating a variety of different foods and even at the same meal. And that's more important for some people than for others. For mixed types, especially, you know, for a mixed type to cover all of their nutritional needs and to eat in harmony with their metabolism, so they could be the healthiest mixed type they could be, you know, variety is going to be very important for them at every meal, more so than for people in protein type or carbotype metabolism. But there are two sides to the food combining coin. It's not only what to eat with what, but it's also what not to eat with what you're eating. For instance, if someone is in protein type metabolism, you never, ever want to have some starchy carbohydrates with your protein. For instance, if you're in protein type metabolism and you're having some red meat, you definitely do not want to have that red meat on a bun or between a couple of slices of bread.
Or with potato, if you eat white potato for even.
If you have some starchy carbohydrates as you're eating your protein, the starchy carbohydrates are going to dilute the metabolic value of that protein, and this is a really big issue. So it's food combining is not only what to eat with what, but it's also what not to eat. You know, with especially when you're eating the foods that are most nutritionally valuable for your metabolism.
We're coming towards the end of the interview. A couple things I want you to weigh in on. I want to get your opinion and see where you stand. Genetically modified foods, where do you stand?
Avoid it like the plague.
Okay. And a lot of gastro-
by the way, genetically modified foods, ideally, they should all be labeled. And you know, when you're in a store and there's the little sticker on individual foods, you know, stickers that begin with the number 9,
yeah,
always indicates organic.
Yeah, the SIC code.
Do you know what number indicates that the food is genetically modified?
It's supposed to be 8, but you'll never find
it.
But you'll never. We've actually done a show on that, but you'll never find it because large corporations like Monsanto lobbied the government and said, look, there's no need for us to cause a frenzy. There's nothing wrong with these foods, and we feel that labeling them would be a frenzy. So while they created the 8 indicator, it's never been used by any grocers. Mm-hmm. So you'll never find it in the grocery store. That doesn't mean you don't have GMO food in your grocery store.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on raw, unpasteurized milk?
Raw, unpasteurized dairy products from healthy animals can be powerful health-building foods, and I would encourage everybody listening, if they don't already have a connection for raw dairy products from healthy, humanely raised, happy animals, to seek out that connection. You can go to realmilk.com and get a state-by-state listing of farmers that make their raw dairy products available.
Some states it's easier than others. We have a farmer here in Louisville, Kentucky. He's a wonderful Mennonite farmer, and I'm part of a cow share program. I get my raw
milk. My compliments.
Yeah, raw milk, raw butter, raw cream, and at least a few times a year, some raw colostrum.
Oh, beautiful. My compliments. Yeah, I was making the most of colostrum in the spring of this year myself. But I'm actually connected to 4 different raw dairy co-ops in the Chicagoland area.
Very cool. Very, very cool. You know, Dr. Cordain was on my show not too long ago, and he's a staunch opponent of any kind of dairy. So I questioned him. I said, well, what about raw dairy? And, you know, at one time years ago when I had him on the show, his attitude was, well, if you could find raw dairy and it's from healthy animals, it's okay, but it's the commercial dairy that's no good. But now he's gone to a symposium of some sort abroad and came home, and he is just railing against all dairy, identifying galactose as causing cataracts. I mean, just all sorts of things. And so when he was on my show the last time, I asked him about raw dairy. And he said the problem he has even with raw dairy is that you have to use hormones to keep these cows producing milk. And so a couple of weeks ago, I was with my farmer, and I said, Jay, I said, do you use any hormones with these cows? He goes, no. And I said, how do you keep them milking? He goes, once a cow drops a calf, it'll keep producing milk as long as you milk it. He says, actually, we have to dry the cow out once a year so we can
have it produce another calf. He says every one of my cows produces one calf a year. And that's when it dawned on me. I was like, wait a minute. When women have babies, they can produce milk for as long as they'll breastfeed. If they breastfeed for a year, 12 months, 18 months, they will continue to produce milk. If they stop breastfeeding, they dry up. And that's when it dawned on me. You don't need hormones to stimulate milk production in cows that are calving once a year. So that's the other thing that you have to worry
about.
Carl,
would you mind if I gave out an email address that people who live in the Chicagoland area, if there's anybody listening in Chicagoland who'd like to connect with a really great resource for raw dairy, can I give out
the
email address?
Please, of course. We're always supporting raw milk here.
The email address to connect with the best quality raw dairy from healthy animals that I'm aware of is contact Max at loveforfreedom1@gmail.com, and the Love for Freedom 1 is spelled L-O-V-E and then numerical 4 and then freedom and then numerical 1, loveforfreedom1@gmail.com.
Very cool. All right, well, listen, Jim, I want to thank you for being on the show today. This has been a very, very good interview. I'm very, very happy with the discussion. I'd love to invite you back, too. Anytime you have something that you want to bring to the forefront for my listeners, I would please ask you to email me, okay?
Well, thank you for inviting me on your show, and thank you for asking me back, Carl. I would look forward to that, and I'd like to get more in-depth in the 9 fundamental principles of the art of nutrition. I'd like to talk more about that, and I'd like to talk more about the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism and how people can identify for themselves, whether they are in protein type, mixed type, or carbo type.
How about this? How about this? Are you available next week? If so, let's communicate via email. I'll have you back on the show next week. We'll hit this real fast, okay?
All right. That sounds good, Carl.
Jim, thanks for being on the show today.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so there you go. Great interview. I know that we lost our streaming server at some point in time during the show today. We actually have had tech support pull the server from the rack and put our backup server in, but the stream is back up. For those of you listening now, this is a great podcast. You have to listen to the show, the rebroadcast of the show. It's a fantastic show, and we will have Jim back on the show next week sometime. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio today. We'll see you tomorrow with more. See you then. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com